it's a Yisaitis Dikir in Eilik. Should be repeated, and it's a bit different. The whole idea of what Pinchas did, it's an interesting series of events. Pinchas goes and kills two people. He goes and murders two people, and for that he gets the Nobel Peace Prize. So they ask it. I mean, they all ask it in their own discourse. I saw once they asked Hashem de Viskarov, this aura, that it's interesting, like, he didn't ask in this nusach. You'll understand why when I say what I'm my nusach of it, but the bottom line of what he's asking is as follows. Right? If a guy wins a basketball tournament, if a team wins a basketball tournament, right, so you're going to give them a trophy for winning it. You're not going to give them a trophy with a guy holding a baseball bat. Right? Because the trophy, the guy holding the baseball bat, is not meen what you're getting. So how over here, what they did is he went, took two lives, one Goyish alive and one Yiddish alive, took two lives, and he didn't know his life as Brisi Shalom. The prize for that is Shalom. So the two things are seemingly a contradiction. So the Chiddush HaRim in Sefer HaSchus says, you say this like things over here that are negay a few points, so I'd like to touch it up. We'll show maybe this other Mekarish in the Chiddush HaRim. He says like this, Nira Lefarish Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach Shebevadai Loi Hoya Mitoich Kas Levad. That Pinchas did it wasn't just that he was angry. He was a kadosh. He was angry that of what was going on, the breach of kedusha. Where did this act that he did come from? Rak megoydel etzem ahava libnei Yisrael. It emanates fakir. It emanates from the tremendous ahava that he had in bnei Yisrael. V'negeya ad hanefesh, and it was negeya him to the very depths of his soul. Eich Yisrael kedoshim. How Klal Yisrael, that are Kodosh and Nikru Bonim Lashem Yisbarach, that they should be in such a downtrodden matzav, sheyiyu b'matzav, matzav shiflus v'gorua kazeh, that these things could be going on. K'moy, like somebody, it becomes bitter to a person when he sees that his son is off the derech, sermon aderech hayosher chas v'shalom. It's also the same thing. He's not upset because he hates the kid. It's mitaych the ava that he can't. What does that mean? Pinchas, you realize what Klal Yisrael is, what the high level of Kedusha, what Klal Yisrael is and is meant to be, and you see what's going on, and your pasha can't be saved. That's the act of Kanoim Paygim Bay. That's the act of what happened. Now, Kanoim Paygim Bay, as you know, is a din that you can't, if you come and ask, should I or shouldn't I, the answer is no. Right, it's something that only the guy is moved to such an extent that he can't be soivelit. Right, that he cannot be soivelit. So what does that mean? What's the taich of that? This is the oimik. What he's saying is the oimik of that of that havana. It has to. It's not a seicheltika decision. It's that your realization of what Klal Yisrael is meant to be is so ingrained and so much a basic part of your very existence. That you can't be soivel, it's a natural thing that when you see such a thing, you're moved to rectify the situation. You're uncontrollably moved to rectify the situation. That's this kind of impregnable. It's not a seichel thing, it's just Klal Yisrael and this Kedusha. How can Klal Yisrael be mutal in such a matzav of shiflus? You realize what Klal Yisrael is. It's not the anger that brings it to you, it's the hurt because of the ava that brings you to do this. So it's an act of Kaas Ki'ilu, but it emanates, it's from Ava, it's to rectify, and it emanates from Ava. That's only if you're moved to do it. If you have to ask, right, that means you have a Shaila, right? If you have a Shaila, you're not moved to that extent, so then it's Ritzicha, then you're a Raidif and it's Ritzicha, then there's no matter whatsoever. That's the whole Inyan of Kanoim Paygim Bay. That's the Inyan of Kanoim Paygim Bay. Another important point that the That means Pinchas was Poel Mitaych Ahava. Right? Another point, he says, when is that true? When can somebody do that? That's only if you're not koyas for anything else. In other words, if you don't exhibit that same hanhaga for things other than kedusha, so then the taich is because you realize the kedusha of this thing, you're moved to such an extent. You're moved to such an extent that you just do it. It goes. It happens by itself. If you're a hothead who tends to do that for everything, then it's not coming from the ava and from the kedusha. So then there's no hetter whatsoever. And it's hafuch. The whole thing over here is that it's alpanav. It's an act of violence. It's be'etzim an act of ava. It's be'etzim an act of ava. That's a meiridik thing. This itself is an act. Is an act of ahava. So now, this a mashal. This I brought last year also. But just a mashal that'll bring for this is a chazal. This is not just a chazal. So you all know that Avram Avinu's treatment of Yishmael was far from being sympathetic, right? He gave him lechem v'chem esmayim to go to die to whatever. Right. When it came time for the Akedah, so the pasuk says that Eibishter tells to Moshe to Avram Avinu, "Kachas binchas yichidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak." It's a whole long thing. So he doesn't say "Kachas Yitzchak." It's all darshan. "Kachas bincha shnei banim yeshli." It's yichidcha. Ze yachid leimai veze yachid leimai. Asher ahavta. Eze ani oyhev veze ani oyhev. One second. Bincha, well, they're definitely both. He's the father of both of them, right? Yechidcha, they have different mothers. Zei yochid leimoi, zei yochid leimoi. Asher hafta, eshneiam ani oyev. My ava to the both of them is equal. Really? You threw Yitzchak out to die. Yeah. I mean, Yishmael, you threw Yishmael out to die. What do you see here? The whole Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to stress this. That putting Yishmael out was he held. That's what Yishmael needed. That's what had to be done. Not because afakir. There was only you can only be manish mitoich ahava. Another place, which is Nageya, a little bit during the 3 weeks when we're talking when we're being done on the Churban. He said there's a steer in Gemaras. There's a Gemara that says that when there was a matzah of ava today, Bishter, so the Kruvim were facing each other. When there was a matzah of not Ava to Klal Yisrael, so the Kruvim were facing away from each other. So they ask, there's a Chazal that say that when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, which tried to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, which was a time of Lechera, not Ava, the Kruvim were facing each other. What's the Taich? Same Yisrael. The only time that Klal Yisrael, the Rebish didn't punish Klal Yisrael, Mitaych, a kas at Klal Yisrael and a simit at Klal Yisrael. It all is mitaych ahava. It comes. That's the hanhaga of the Eibershter. That's what the din of Kanoim Pagim by emulates. That's the aimik of what he's saying. That's what the din of Kanoim Pagim by emulates. It's a punishment. If you're moved to do it, mitaych ahava. So that's only if that's the only time you exhibit such behavior is when it comes to being for Shemayim, and that without having to ask. If you do it when somebody takes your cereal by breakfast, you get just as angry and you do that, so then it ain't for you, and then you're not that guy. But that's al kapanim, that's the aside of Hinini Nesidle, is Brisi Shalom, because you be'etzim, first on a simple level, you be'etzim restored the shleimus, you restored the hanhoga to what it was. You rectified the pegia in the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. It comes from ahava. So that was the maisa of Pinchas, was be'etzem a maisa of kas, a peula of kas mitaych ahava. Then it goes on. It says v'im lav. There's a gemara that bracha says la'ilam. It's a very beautiful taich in a chazal. La'ilam yargiz adam. My bracha. Yargiz Adam, the Yetzer Hara, on the Yetzer Hara, what's Olam Yargiz Atzmai? See, Taitz is, Olam Yargiz is, a person should realize, who are you? You're a Yid. What are you meant to be doing? What's your level of Kedusha? What's Kedusha Yisrael? That's what your marg is. You make yourself angry at the Yetzer Hara. Right? You make yourself furious. I am on such a level of Kedusha. How can I be doing this? Right? How can I be doing what the Yetzer Hara is making me do? That's Yargiz. You make yourself angry. Right? Incite yourself. Right? Incite yourself against to not be soivel the pegi and the kedusha with while you day what the Yetzer Hara is coming to do. Jewish lives matter. Right? Incite yourself to what the kedusha is. What the kedusha is and what you're coming chas v'shalom with an aveira coming to do. That's yargiz. The yargiz. That's the yisayid. That's the yisayid. I mean, he's a person that's very important. Yisayid. You have to know who you are. Right, the first step before saying, and you have to be margiz the Yetzer Hatoiv and the Yetzer Hara, that's best. Realize who you are, realize what you're doing when you're doing an Aveira. How could I possibly be doing that? Right, that's the thought process. The thought process. The first person is you have to know who you are, which is an important lesson for all of us. Sometimes you go in a Bein Hazmanim or not a Bein Hazmanim, whatever, in different Mizgeret, in different places, you forget who you are. Right, you always have to. Have a constant awareness of who you are, of the inherent kedusha in Klal Yisrael b'chlal and in Ben Torah b'frat. The kedusha that a person has, it makes you at a certain level. It's you hold yourself to a higher standard, and any pegiya in that standard, yargiz the yitzer hatayim and the yitzer hara. Any pegiya in that standard, you have to be stand guard. Not to let anything be pegeya in that, and with a roiges, with a kaskilu, a mitaych gave. How could I possibly allow something to be like that? Okay, so that's our taich in the beginning of that chedush arim. The chedush arim continues. Ulekach noisen loy bris shalom. Why? Why was the bris shalom the midah keneged midah? Shamayim is made up. Eish and Mayim. Eish and Mayim are opposites. They can't. Eish makes Mayim evaporate, right? Mayim extinguishes a fire. How can Shamayim be something that's comprised of Eish and Mayim? The third is the Ebrishter. Hashamayim is Saprim Kvayt Kael. That's the cover, that's the Shlemus of the Ebrishter. That everything in the Bria, even that which appears to be opposites, is really not opposites. They can exist. They exist and they're all part of one unit. That's the insight of the Shlemus of Eish and of Mayim, that Shamayim is Eish and Mayim and it exists. That's the Anhog of the Ebrishter. That's the Anhog in the Bria. The world consists of Hafokim, Eish, Mayim, all these types, and many things like that. That's what Shalom. Shalom is Miloshen Shleimus, that everything works together. Everything works together. Be'etzem, it's this, like this Chibur of Eish and Mayim. So then there's a, you see it in Sheshes Mebreshes also, he touches. Sheshes Mebreshes, he says, what he called every day, right, something, they're hafachim in Sheshes Mebreshes also. Different things were created, we spoke about this once, the difference in the Targum, I think, is my raya to this, but different things, until it comes in the end, is vayechulu ha-shamayim va'oretz. What's vayechulu? He said it's miloshen like a kli. It's united, it becomes like a functioning keli. Vayichulu, the Shamayim va'aretz became one functioning unit. All of these things, which if you were to view them as individual chalokim, some of them could be viewed, perceived as mutually exclusive, and some would be a steerer to each other. When you put the whole Bria together, what only the Eibishter could do in the Bria was Vayichulu, HaShamayim va'aretz. It becomes a kli. It becomes a shleimus. It becomes a shleimus for the whole thing. That's also his demoker for that I found. Is Lechayra Breishis Rabba Yud in Yabash Yud Oiz Beis in the Medrash, it says Vayotzel Latzayrif Kli. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Nasu Kelim Hadou Dichsiv Vayechulu Hashemayim Vaharetz V'Chol Tzvam. The Vayechulu became a Kli. It became one functioning Kli. Shvasemis Parshas Tzav Afresh Nundal. It also talks about this inyan. Yes, Kmoshe Kosev B'Gmar Ma'aseh Breishis. Vayechulu uchasev b'medrash shenasa kli ki kol yoy mimei hamaisa hu dover proti loy reize ki reize. Each one is a separate individual. There's no disparity. They look with no seeming kesher between them. Avol Shabbos nasa mikol hayomim kli echod. Shabbos is the shleimus. That's the sholeim of Shabbos. It becomes everything. The bria becomes one functioning kli. That's why the Targum, when it said it's kol asher osav hine toiv ma'oid, when it came to Shabbos, was hine takin lachado. It's not toiv, takin. Takin means it works. It becomes one unified kli. That's the taich of Vayechulu. That's the taich that it became a kli. That's what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did. The idea of Kanoim Pagim, by the idea of this act of Pinchas, is also a similar, is a, you know, in the Midas that are exhibited, that we perceive, that we see of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So there's a klal of Mahu Afata, Mahu Rachum, Afata Rachum, Mahu Chan and Afata, to emulate the Midas. So it's incumbent upon us to emulate the Midas of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So this din of Kanoim Pagim Bay is in the Nivra, in terms of a Basar V'dam, that's emulating that Midah of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, taking something which are two separate things, which Kas and Ava are two separate things, and putting them, fusing them together. The Kas and Ava are Be'etzim. If the Kas, Kas in the sense where Kas itself is an outgrowth of Ava, where the Kas itself emanates from Ava, to reinstate, to put the Olam back to its Shleimus, right? To put the Adam back to, that's the Brisi Shalom, the Brisi of Shleimus, of harmony, restoring. Doesn't mean peace. Shalom doesn't mean a matzav of not war. Shalom means harmony, where the Bria, everything is working harmoniously the way it's meant to do it. If a person, that's what Kanoim Pagim Bay, the act, sometimes for harmony you have to do that. You have to do that. When can a person with the Seichel HaAdam be trusted to do that? Only when it's not involving the person's Seichel. Only when the Ava so drives him that without thinking even, this is what it brings him, what it brings him to do. And that's the insight that also what the Sherim and the Sfasemis say we can learn from Shabbos. That Shabbos is this klal, looking at the Bria and seeing this hanhaga, this Bria of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that it's a Vayechulu, that it's all one big combination. All of these things that are seemingly separate are all one. Now, knowing all of that, right, just to think that it's not just a Chiddush HaRim or a Sfasemis. So I'll read you a Malbim which we otherwise might not have understood, might still not understand. But there's a Malbim at the beginning of this week's parsha. The Malbim says, "Hamoves, death comes al yedei hisnagdus hayesoidos, al yedei the hisnagdus of two different. A person is a steer, right? A person is offer min adama on the one hand, and a neshama ruchnis which defies any hagbalot, any restrictions and limitations of Gashmias. And yet you have this interesting Bria of Adam. The whole mensch himself is like an Eshumayim type of thing. The mensch himself is a walking combination of something which could be only from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Is Mesaper, the person, the Bria of Adam is also Mesaper for Kael, that you have these two things. But that's the chiyus of the neshama gives it. That's what the Eibishter put in. What happens by Moves, Dr. Malbim? Al yidei snagdus hayesoidus upirudom. They separate. They can't combine anymore. What does shalom mean? V'ha-shalom hu shalom keiches ha-gviya. A shalom with all of the keiches in the mensch, right? That they all work together. V'ha-skomoson zeim zeh. And they work together harmoniously. Va'akodesh Baruch Hu gave him Klal Yisrael hametzias bris shalom, Why? He called Mitzius, because the whole Mitzius of the world and of the person, the world Bechlal and the person specifically, is Murkav Mikaychais Misnagdim Zeloze. It's comprised of Kaychais that are Misnagd Zeloze. Vehem Mefuradim Ishme Ochiv. Rak Shchinas Kelchai, Shehu Nishmas HaMetzius, V'chiyusai V'kiyubai, the neshama that the Eibishter put in with the kaychas of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who hamechaber kol hakoychas hamefurodos asher bechlal habria. That's what is ma'achid that puts together all of the kaychas hamefurodos in the bria, ve'oise shalom beinayim, and makes them work harmoniously together. Ubihiyos kol kaychas ha'adam by lomay hakotn, the kaychas of the mensch nichnoyim letachas nafshei elokis. It's the nefesh is of the nefesh of the Elikis is what's ma'achid all of these kaychas. Who dugma so Elikus hamesim shalom ba'olamai. When the person utilizes ruchnius and everything is together, working harmoniously for that, he's emulating the Eibishter. Hamesim shalom ba'olamai hagodel. Uba'asher mosar pinchos nafshay b'maisezu. Ubitel kol kaychaysav lekane kines Hashem kol kaychaysav, no seichel, no nothing, just go, just kines Hashem that's bayer bay. Ba'isa izman, he made shalom be'iroi haktana. He made shalom. His whole hanahoga was one as a total of the whole bria of Pinchas doing that, and it was zeichet to brisi shalom for everybody. And he was like. So basically, I could have not said a chiddush erevim. I could have said it's a malbim. Just wouldn't have understood necessarily what the malbim says without chiddush erevim. But you just see that it has nothing to do with chiddush and not chiddush. There's certain things that it wasn't just chiddush. It's just certain yesaidus of machshava which are here and they're there. It's all the same. A yid has to realize what a yid is. And we have this idea of mahu afato. You have to emulate the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That things which... everything is ma'uchad in one harmonious bria that the Eibishter created. When something is off kilter in ruchnius, so we have to, sometimes it takes this act to rectify that and act like a Pinchas, and that's an act of shalom, right? The basketball tournament, the guy who comes and wins the basketball tournament is getting over here, is getting a trophy of a basketball player, not of a baseball bat. Before it's time to understand who you are. That's the Yisrael. That's the Aschola. Ve'nizmanen. Who you are, a certain level of Kedusha. You have to be margiz the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer HaTayv, and the Yetzer Hara. To realize who you are, what it demands of you. That's a very important Yisrael. That's where this whole kind of impregnable comes from. That's where all these things come from. But that first thing is enough for us. That what it's Mechai of us. There's one last place where I think it's a beautiful application of this idea that to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the Bria, two things which are seemingly disparate, seemingly totally astira in the Shleimus of the Eibishter's Bria, they're not astira b'chlal. You find legabi the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash and the Binyan of the Beis Hamikdash Nosid Lavay, you find a very interesting thing that we say. Ba'esh atahitzato, ba'esh, you burnt the second Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash. Uba'esh ata'osin livnoisa. What's the emphasis over here? Ba'esh hitzato, uba'esh ata'osin livnoisa. It's the same Eish. The same Eish that made the Churban. Atiena Eish is the Eish which is going to be the source of the Binyan. When you have an act of violence, when you have an act of Ritzicha, it's an act of ahava, just like the act of binyan is. That's what the Eibishter is showing in this bria. Be'esh ato yitzato, ube'esh ato osir livnoisa. Mitzvah Hashem should be mekuyim v'meir v'meir.